This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour. It's the DJV show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen are here for you. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, it's ladies, well, I don't want to say ladies night because it's not night necessarily. It's ladies day
it's
here
so
on
dark.
The DJV show. I know, well, for most
it
of us.
It could be lady. I mean, I've had a few ladies' nights that have gone till, what, your 3 a.m.?
Welcome to Vegas when you come home and the sun
right.
is coming up. All right, well, lots of news. There's a lot of fallout. Victoria, yesterday on the program, we talked about Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and her brand new book that's out. And in that book, and, you know, there are people who write books and we go, they could be credible, they could be trying to sell books. But I think Nikki Haley, and I'm curious to know if you agree, I think she's a pretty credible sort. And I don't think that she would make this stuff up just to sell books. Now, she may have released this information at the right time to sell books. That's possible.
Right.
But I don't know that she makes this stuff up. She was the most likable member of Trump's administration for both Democrats, Republicans, and independents when people pulled the, you know, popularity contest of those members of his cabinet. Now, in her book, she claimed that Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, and John Kelly, the former Chief of Staff, went to Nikki Haley, put her into a meeting basically for an hour, and asked her to work with them to subvert the president's agenda. They said they were not being insubordinate, that they were trying to save the country. She made those claims in her book. She confirmed them on the CBS newscast with Nora O'Donnell. Now, Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, is coming out disputing the claim that Nikki Haley made, saying that he never tried to subvert the country, subvert the president to, quote, save the country. In fact, he told media outlets on Monday that during his tenure as America's top diplomat, he said, quote, at no time did I, nor to my direct knowledge did anyone else serving along with me, take any actions to undermine the president, end quote. He continued on and he said, once the president made a decision, we at the State Department undertook our best efforts to implement that decision. He also added that Ambassador Haley was rarely a participant in many meetings that he had attended. Now, that denial came just really hours after Nikki Haley's book excerpt came out in which she contended that John Kelly and Rex Tillerson were working together to combat Trump's decisions. She said, Kelly and Tillerson confided in me that they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate, they were trying to save the country. That's a piece from her book, With All Due Respect, which is going to come out today. It was their decisions, not the president's, that were in the best interest of America. They said the president didn't know what he was doing. That's what she wrote in the book.
Well, didn't Rex Tillerson actually...
The Washington Post.
Didn't Tillerson actually say that, though? Wasn't there... And I don't remember exactly what he said, but there was some... There was some sort of friction there between Tillerson and Trump where I think
Tillerson... Oh, they clearly didn't like each other. And their
Tillerson
and their
said
views
something
didn't
like...
Up.
I don't know if he called him a moron, but it was something like that.
That's what it was.
So,
it wasn't a moron. It was...
I forget now, but there was something there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would believe that... I don't know. I actually, you know, I did not like Rex Tillerson going into it, But after looking at the way he handled certain things, I actually thought he did a pretty decent job. I thought Nikki Haley did a much better job than I anticipated that she would do. I thought that she handled herself really well. I do find her to be credible. I don't agree with her on many issues politically, but I do think that she did the job very well. She represented our country well to the UN. I thought she was firm when she needed to be. I thought she was very level-headed. So this is a tough one because I also don't dislike Tillerson in the sense that I actually find him to be kind of credible, too. Now, the one that surprises me in all of this is John Kelly. Because if Tillerson was going against Trump, it doesn't surprise me because we know, we just said he called him something derogatory. But John Kelly, that does surprise me if he was trying to subvert him. But maybe
well,
it doesn't surprise
cowardly.
Other people.
Like, I kind of understand that behavior from Rex Tillerson. I don't understand John Kelly, who's a former general, being that cowardly. Because the truth is,
right.
If you don't like the president's agenda...
The rank
agenda,
is the rank, right?
Yeah, so if you don't like the president's agenda, you say something, you make your case, and if it doesn't work, then you leave. And John Kelly stayed there for a really long time. And that's... I mean, that really is cowardly behavior, and he's a general. I don't like speaking like that about him, because I know he gave his... You know, he made a lot of sacrifices for...
But we
country.
Also don't know if he did say that or
right.
did
but
do
if
it.
That's true, but, that yeah. that's kind of a cowardly thing to do, and I would
I'm
think...
I'm telling you, Omarosa knows the answers. We really need to just... She might know what really went down.
She doesn't know, she'll figure it out and tell you anyway.
She's got a recording somewhere. I know she does.
But this is, this is, again, more he said, she said, coming out of the administration, and it'll be interesting to see where it leads. I do want to read Nikki Haley's book, that's for sure, and see what else she said. She really had no, she did not like Rex Tillerson. Apparently she thought that he was disparaging and that he was rude to her, so rude, in fact, she said President Trump would come to her and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, and apologize for Rex Tillerson's behavior towards Nikki Haley. So they had there was no love lost there, that's for sure. She also contended that Rex Tillerson only worked like 3 days a week and that he wouldn't staff his department and all of these things. So,
wow. Boy, what a mess.
So there you have it. The update, Tillerson finally coming out. John Kelly hasn't officially come out and discussed this yet, but Tillerson...
I thought he made a quote right away. Didn't John Kelly make a quote right away saying something like, well, if that's if that's being called trying to do the best for America, then guilty as charged or something like that. Didn't he make some bold quote yesterday? I thought that he responded right away to it.
Well, maybe he has.
We'll have
he
to look
found
it.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
I thought you told us that.
Probably, and it went out my left ear. There's only so much that can stand in there, so you know, like
right.
a computer.
Yep.
You have to download things.
Stuff out, yeah.
All right, the other big story, of course, that we will cover in just moments is the start of the impeachment. Apparently, this is so ridiculous, but this is where we are in politics. Both Democrats and Republicans are going to use TV ratings of the upcoming public impeachment hearings to gauge whether the American people are supportive of this effort towards impeachment. We'll have all of the details on that little gem as we continue. It's the DJV Show at 14 minutes past the hour.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour, the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, ladies, the impeachment hearings are really heating up. Kara, the first for your lifetime, just about. Victoria, the first that you'll probably remember. I remember the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings. That was a big deal. But they were done in a whole different way. There was a lot more pomp and circumstance surrounding the Clinton impeachment hearings. However, on Wednesday, it is going to be must-see TV for all of the TV networks who are taking the risk that America has an appetite to watch these things unfold. And what's interesting is Republicans are praying for low ratings and Democrats are praying for high ratings. And they're going to use that, the answer, I guess, as to whether or not America has an appetite for impeachment.
Isn't this supposed to just be based on evidence and not opinion?
Oh, that's cute.
Right? Isn't that kind of how it's supposed to work?
It's, you know what's really funny? And I was listening to Ken Starr talk about this, and he's right. This impeachment, based on the Constitution, it's up for very loose interpretation. It's about if someone committed high crimes and misdemeanors, well, we go, okay, we've heard that. What is that? And really, that's up for Congress to decide. And so whoever the majority party is the one that gets to decide, really, what offenses are impeachable and what aren't. They're not like, okay, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. There's not a list of rules of things as president you can't do. It's very open, broadly, for whether or not whatever the Congress has an appetite for and however they define it. So when we say, shouldn't there be evidence? Yeah, there should be. And no doubt there'll be a lot of evidence that's been spun in both directions. But the truth is, the majority party really gets to come up with the outline of what is appropriate and what's not. So everybody seems to be clearing their schedule. Bad news if you're a soap opera fan or if you like a fix of Judge Judy and Jerry Springer.
Oh, General Hospital's going to be delayed?
Most likely. I read CBS is killing their daytime schedule. I would be surprised if ABC doesn't. They'll probably do. When I was an All My Children fan, and when there was like a big story like this and they would shut down the program during the day, they'd air it at midnight. They'd air it like at 1 o'clock in the morning so people could keep up.
Well, maybe DVR will still catch it because DVR didn't exist back then, right? So
that's right, all the new episodes.
Maybe, maybe it'll, because I'm finally caught up on GH, and it's getting juicy.
I read that Days of Our Lives is actually skipping ahead a whole year, that's going to be their new tactic to advance on their storylines.
Wow.
So I miss watching soaps. I used to watch All My Children every single day with my mom. We'd watch it on DVR and catch up.
I think there are only two left, right? It's GH and All My Children?
No, All My Children.
No, I mean Days of Our Lives, yeah.
And Guiding Light, I think. And there's another one on, Young and the Restless.
Oh, wow, that's been on forever, right?
I think there are about four on, three or four still. I know ABC's only one left is General Hospital, but I think CBS and NBC still are playing. Days of Our Lives, certainly. All right, so that's the next couple of days. And Condoleezza Rice has come out and said, as former National Security Advisor, that she's concerned by shadow diplomacy on Ukraine. And she said both sides are at fault here. She was the former Secretary of State and NSA under George W. Bush. She told reporters on Monday that both the Biden's interaction with Ukraine and, consequentially, Giuliani's his work in Ukraine are both troubling and should trouble all the members of the State Department. So maybe
Giuliani has no business doing anything with Ukraine unless it's a private business venture. But that is troubling to me.
And it is, but yet he was acting on behalf of the president as his personal attorney. And then you've got Joe Biden, who probably got a prosecutor. There's so much corruption out of Ukraine. It's the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Merry, Merry Christmas and a happy holiday to you.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra on the JJB show, 23 minutes past the hour. A little bit of sad news. Brian Setzer was forced to put his Christmas Rocks tour on ice. He was diagnosed with a severe case of tinnitus. And, guys, this is no joke. Well, a lot of people go, oh, what a bit, you know, big deal. Get with it. It really does affect people's ability to, especially if you're singing or have music rattling in your ear. This is, tinnitus is that ringing in your ear. So, Victoria, what's the story with Brian Setzer?
Well, I guess they say that I my former co-host had tinnitus once, and it was so debilitating for him, he couldn't do the show because he just couldn't. It was, so I do know that it can be very painful and very uncomfortable. And apparently, in Brian Setzer's case, I guess it's probably, they say, it's often age-related hearing loss or an injury to your inner ear cells. So maybe all the years of, you know, loud music and stuff is catching up with him. He issued a statement, though, saying that it's heartbreaking for him to disappoint his fans who have shared many Christmas seasons with him for over 15 years. He said, I'm truly sorry for the inconvenience this has caused all of the amazing people who make the tour happen, and to my unbelievably loyal and devoted fans, I hate to let you down, and I hope you'll understand. This was a 20-plus city tour. He does this every year. It's a 19-piece orchestra, and it was actually set to kick off this Friday in Minneapolis, and then it would have run through December 21st, ending in L.A. So now the tickets are all being refunded. Funded. So it's kind of a bummer for people. My brother has seen his Christmas show and said it's really fun and really cool. So it's sad news for some sad Christmas news.
Yeah.
Well, sad Christmas news.
Anything with your ears also messes up your balance.
Yeah.
So I imagine if he's on stage and dancing around and doing all kinds of fun stuff, then he wouldn't be able to. He'd probably have to, like, sit down, which would be no fun for anybody watching either.
Yeah. It's true.
He's a really talented guy, though. I know a friend of the show here at the DJV show, Rich McFadden, loves him, and I bet his Christmas show would have been fantastic. So,
yeah.
Healing thoughts going out to Brian Setzer. And from there, we move to Johnny Cash.
Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Nobody can do that voice, that's for sure. Yeah. There's a tribute to Johnny Cash at the inaugural Cash Fest, where countless artists came together to share their version of Johnny Cash songs as part of the inaugural Cash Fest at Nashville's War Memorial Auditorium. Now, the evening served as a celebration of the premiere of the YouTube original documentary, The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash, which aired on Monday night. Did any of you guys see that yet?
I haven't seen it, but it's free for everyone on YouTube, so you don't need to have YouTube TV for it. I think it's really cool that they just made it available to everyone, so I think you can just watch it on demand. But I've heard rave reviews about it. Rolling Stone wrote a whole review of it and said it was just, like, incredible. You actually learn a lot more about Johnny than we ever have before. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's probably going to be great.
Who was a part of this? What artist performed?
At the concert, it was a really diverse group of performers. Lots of different genres. They had over 20 different performances of songs that Johnny Cash made famous, whether he wrote them or covered them. John Oates and Matt Schultz of Cage the Elephant put their own spin on Big River and Hurt. And then Elle King did apparently a great version of A Boy
Really
Named
like
Sue.
Her.
Yeah, she's awesome. And then Perry Farrell, best known from Jane's Addiction, he did Ring of Fire and apparently kind of brought down the house. And I would never have put Perry Farrell and Ring of Fire together, but sounds really cool. And this is all, it was taped, so I think it's going to be available at some point in the future. It'll air somewhere.
Really cool. All ticket proceeds from the evening benefited Music Cares. Johnny Cash in the Focus. It's music news on the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump honors our veterans, but first, we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, the Carter Center, saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter, who turned 95 October 1st, is the longest living U.S. president in history. In other news, President Trump, the first sitting president to speak week at the annual Veterans Day Parade on Fifth Avenue in New York City. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump kicked off New York's Veterans Day celebration, speaking before hundreds of flag-waving Americans.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Seems to be 34 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. November the 12th is upon us, a day that goes down in infamy. This is a great way to start the half hour, but the first thing I think of when I think of, after I think of Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, on the 12th of November 2011, my former wife died. On November the 12th, 2004, my father died. And wow. November 12th, 1999, my stepsister died. Wow. So this is one of those days.
Well, let's get through it.
Interesting, huh? Yeah, like, yeah. I assure you, even though my voice doesn't sound quite to the top, I'm a long ways from that. And I think I'd do as much as I could to avoid November 12th, no matter what. Maybe that was what was subconsciously in my mind. Working our way into the items that people are talking about today, other than the impeachment, and I consider that to be a complete waste of time. So having a conversation about it, I guess, moderately important. But the snow and the wind and the cold and the fact that it started west of Chicago. It's a Montreal, no, it's not Montreal Express. It's the Canadian, almost one of those polar vortex things that usually happens in the middle of January or February, is now taking over the country. And because of the snow that's attached to it, yesterday, Chicago being one of the major hubs in terms of air transportation, shut down 900 flights. And those of you who are in the Midwest and the South know exactly what it's all about, and those of us here in the Northeast are ready for it, or are we? Victoria, you ready?
No, I'm not prepared at all.
No.
I don't even know where my hat and gloves are. Like, I'm going to need that because we're at 57 degrees currently, and in by 2 p.m. this afternoon, we're going to be at 35. So we're dropping 22 degrees, and I'm not prepared for that. In just the span of a few hours, and then snow and rain, and then the wind kicks up, and so with the wind chill, we're way below freezing. So
well,
I'm not happy. Not
that's
happy.
Sweet. All right, so what's going to happen? You want to give us an overview of the situation? Apparently an American plane, slid off the runway at O'Hare yesterday.
Yeah, Chicago already has some issues that they've been dealing with. I think it's over 1,000 flights now have been canceled. So it's the whole, but that always, I feel like that always happens. Chicago O'Hare is always the first airport to experience the beginnings of the winter season. Mm-hmm. And so this is, this is a weird big storm that's coming. It's moving east. It's going to go down into Florida even. Atlanta, Raleigh, they're going to see heavy rain and some, in the D.C. area, it's going to be kind of a messy, snowy, rainy mix. New York, they're saying New York might get the first flurries of the season as well. We're not really sure. I'm right on the ocean, so we kind of tend to not actually get snow. Parts of Manhattan might see some flurries. Boston, I think, is definitely going to get something. It's no accumulation, which is good because this is a fast-moving storm. And they say it's just going to be a brief blast of snow mixed with rain. So nothing's going to stick around, which is actually good. But, you know, we've got, with the wind chill, lots of icing and lots of issues with, you know, black ice on the road. So, there, unfortunately, there will probably be some people who don't drive respectfully of and respect the weather. And I'm sure there are going to be plenty of pileups because this is the kind of perfect storm for that.
Yeah. All right. So I want to add something for the climate change folks. The people who are thinking the world is coming to an end, we're going to heat up and we're going to, everything's going to burn or crisp or everything's going to melt. There's a study that I read on the plane coming back on Sunday, and it's a study, this is this year's study, starting with the extreme weather events of the spring. Last spring, we had lots of floods, rain, snow. It was a lousy spring, especially in the upper Midwest, the same areas that we're talking about today that are being affected by this fairly early snow and cold, the same areas. And that's basically the bread belt of our country in terms of farming, growing, agriculture. There's certainly plenty more of it around, but that slowed down the production of a lot of crops. And so one of the people in one of the farm organizations who has been back and forth on this, suggesting we really don't know what's going on. But this person had a sneaking suspicion that these weather events were all about something that he had read about in a science magazine. And I think it was the National Geographic, because I think I remember reading the same thing, and it didn't come back into my mind until this point that he made. The Earth, according to this study, is entering a sustained cooling phase that is related to reduced sunspot activity. This is something I've not heard discussed at all, so I kind of nosed around. I'm sure, Kara, all of you will go into the sunspot thing, because this, what it does, what's going on now, there has been an 11-year solar sunspot cycle that has warmed up. That affects the weather on our planet. And it has heated up our atmosphere because the sunspot cycle, the storms on the sun, have been very vigorous. And this happens in cycles. If you look back at the pattern of ice ages and other things that are very much an impact, have impact on our planet, you see that they're related to solar sunspot activity. And so the discussion about how this is impacting global weather is very interesting, and it becomes more obvious according to the way they have plotted this out as the years unfold. Instead of the planet getting warmer over the next 11 years especially, it'll start to cool off because the sunspot activity is diminishing. So won't it be interesting for somebody, obviously I'm not the only guy in the world who's seen this, for someone to bring this up at the next climate change summit to have people deal with it. Or let me just ask the question and see what people say, people who are a lot more educated than any of us, as to whether it is the sunspot activity that has caused the Earth to heat up over the last 100 years. And I'm sure that certainly our activity hasn't helped. And I've said this 100 times if I've said it once. Maybe 1,000 times if I've said it once, that the activity of burning fossil fuel is an activity that creates warmth in the atmosphere. And so whether there are all kinds of other things that enter into it that may modify it, may change it, the things that we're doing will change it, but I don't believe that we're on a path now. I think I've been back and forth on this, you know, the old song, The Eve of Destruction, that came out in the 60s. Any of you ever hear that? Is a great, and it was a consciousness-raising song. If you find it, Kara, you can play a little bit of it. Barry McGuire did a song called The Eve of Destruction, and it was more or less about how not only the weather affected us, but the wars and social upheaval and things like that. So it's worth thinking about one way or the other. Here's something that you probably would rather think about, and that's the day. Today is National Happy Hour Day. Woo-ha!
Let's go.
Can we
Most
be there
people,
now?
Yeah, so you want to go now? I suppose you could start with depending on where you are in the world. Sure, afternoon in Europe. This is something that is set in urban settings for the most part and supposed to be associated with fun. If you go to work, and after you go to work, you go to happy hour. But it actually got its start in the Navy back in 1914. Happy hours, as we know them now, got started during the early days of the Mexican-American War. During the occupation of Veracruz Harbor, American sailors aboard the USS Arkansas were the subject of desperate reporters looking to fill out mundane stories after earlier fighting had used up all of their exciting copy. There were leads like, the happy hour aboard ship makes U.S. Tars, the Tar Heels, very content. That was a common headline. After a busy day, happy hours boosted morale with boxing matches, dancing, and drinking. Although I think in the Navy, the liquor bottles were banned from their vessels starting in 1899. Sailors probably sneaked the booze aboard. That certainly is a possibility. But by the end of World War II, happy hours were a big thing. Their relaxing practice spread throughout naval fleets. But on April 25th, 1959, an interview in the Saturday Evening Post popularized the word happy hour for everybody outside the Navy. So, how do we like that? Ladies, you are happy hour. Victoria, I can see you when you were working in New York at Sirius, maybe, or Cosmo, and you went, did you ever go to happy hour? Anybody?
Occasionally.
Every once in a while.
Weeknights. Friday nights.
Because, Thursday or Friday is prime time.
Thursday and Friday and, Saturday if you're not working.
It's okay, too hard when you get up really early in the morning. It's hard to sustain that. But, Friday night for sure. Actually, Lewis and I go to, we've got a great restaurant right in our little apartment complex, so we go every Friday night.
That's
our date night. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. So there it is, boys and girls. Here's the sports story of the day that caught my eye. How many people have heard the story of the black cat? That was on the field for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You see that? So the Cowboys, they won. They were kind of sloppy before the cat got onto the field. But what I found most interesting about this, the cat and 30 others live in the stadium. I wonder how many, when you get right down to it, if they're, because those stadiums, I was in Ohio State Stadium, 110,000 seats. And they, you know as well as I do with all that food and stuff, it's got to be rodents crawling all over the place. So a smart operator of the stands would put some cats in there to get rid of them. How many people would like to see a rat walking across the field or walking in the stands during a game, right? Who wants that? So they call the cat the rally cat. And I guess there was a lot of television coverage, a lot of yakking about it.
I'm just glad that people had a good response to a black cat running across the field. Because it was not that long after Halloween, and typically people see that and then freak out about black cats. So, and they're some of the ones that never get adopted from shelters because people have
black dogs, black cats.
So.
Yeah, right. We talked about the black dog thing not that long ago, right? So anyway, the Cowboys won 37-18, so they dubbed the cat the rally cat, responsible for winning the game, etc.
Their good luck mascot.
Yes, right. The black cat is good luck. Here's some television info. CBS announcing Criminal Minds kicks off its 15th and final season on January 8th, so it hasn't been on the air yet. Here's one of those shows. You know what? I don't understand the attraction. I watched it a couple of times, and it was pretty hard. It's kind of like that new show on CBS called Evil.
Yeah,
it's
that
just
was rough.
Gruesome, and I don't get what that is. Anyway, Joe Montana has been the star. It's only going to be on until during January and February, and that's it. Two other series coming back, Undercover Boss and MacGyver. I don't even know what they did with. Where'd they move MacGyver? It's not on Friday night anymore.
They might move it back to Friday night. It's just they give certain shows the fall and certain shows the spring when they're splitting seasons.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, there's a couple of new dramas, Edie Falco and Julian McMahon in a thing called Tommy, featuring Falco in the title role of a former high-ranking NYPD officer, becomes the first female chief of police in L.A. I don't get why there are so many police shows. Some of them are good and some of them aren't. What is there about the police stuff that attracts you? The three of you like to watch police shows?
No, honestly, the only one I've ever watched is The Rookie, because I like Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's just a really interesting show, kind of a behind the scenes. But other than that, cop dramas and medical dramas just don't interest me at all.
The same old stuff.
I like FBI. I like
the FBI is not bad.
Yeah.
McMahon headlines FBI Most Wanted. So there's another FBI show on. There's an FBI show that Dick Wolf is producing that's on CBS. And then NCIS New Orleans is a complete waste of time.
Well, the fact that it got moved to Sunday night, you know, you've got one foot in the coffin at that point.
Yeah.
When they move it to Sunday night, that's the end.
I thought Sunday was the most watched night on TV.
Yeah, I think Friday's
Saturday.
Not for NCIS New Orleans. I think that's been struggling in the ratings.
Yeah. Survivor kicks off its 40th season. I don't get that show either.
Never watched it.
All right, so now that we've gone through the list of the things that we don't like, Jennifer, what do we have tonight that we might like?
Well, I think the pick that we'll all like is a special about Dolly Parton on ABC. It's called Dolly Parton, Here She Comes Again. She's really been resurging so much lately. She's going to be hosting the CMA Awards tomorrow. She's got Netflix specials, a new Christmas movie coming out. So Dolly Parton, you can check that out on ABC. And they're all new. They've got all their sitcoms ahead of that. Connors at 8, Bless This Mess at 8:30, Mixed-ish, and Black-ish. If you like those food shows, the season premiere of Chopped Junior comes to the Food Network. And this year, the kids are tackling Thanksgiving. That's the first episode. That's at 8 o'clock on Food Network. Ambitious has their midseason premiere on OWN. That's at 10 o'clock. And Kings of Pain debuts a series premiere on History tonight at 10 o'clock. This is about that animal handler, and they want to go on a painful mission to update their pain index. I don't know. There's so many other things that are more useful.
Yeah.
They're trying to hurt themselves. If you like NCIS, that's also new tonight on CBS, by the way, at 8 o'clock.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen taking a few moments to go through some late information. Here's a phone scam Victoria has discovered that you need to pay attention, the information you need to pay attention to so you can avoid the scam.
This is no joke. So this is actually affects for the, and this doesn't happen a lot, but this actually affects landlines as well as cell phones.
Really?
And if you have caller ID, which most people do, if you have a cell phone, you definitely do. If you have a landline, you might have, depending on what kind of phone you have, you might have some caller ID. If you see a number that is your number and it looks like you're calling yourself, do not pick it up. Ignore it. It's a scam. And I know it's tempting because a lot of people have been posting on social media that they saw a number that was their own, and it sometimes even will have your spouse's name written on it. And it looks like you're calling yourself, and so out of curiosity, people are picking up these phone calls. However, here's the downside. It's a robot voice claiming to be from Microsoft saying that your IP address, your computer's home address, has been compromised and that you need to press the number one button in order to reset it. None of that is even a thing, but that's what they're trying to get people to do. And the problem is, as soon as you engage in that system, it's called spoofing, then what happens is the robocallers, the ID system, this is how they trick it, and then when you press a button in response, you now have confirmed to the robocaller and the scammer that you are a live, active number, and you're only going to get more of these calls. So as tempting as it is to figure, you know, curiosity will kill the cat on this one, just ignore it. The Federal Trade Commission says they've already put out consumer information notice warnings saying that these self-calls are really dangerous. They're just a scam to get people to confirm your Social Security number, confirm your credit card number, and unfortunately, a lot of the times, these hit senior citizens really hard, and they just tend to be more gullible. A person sometimes will come on the line even and act like they're working at Microsoft or working, doing something for you, and then they'll say, can you confirm your Social Security for us, please? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, people do. And this happens so often, and it's really, really sad when you see, especially an elderly person, get completely scammed and ripped off. So just make sure, if you see this happening, do not do it. If you have an iPhone, you can use the app RoboKiller. That can actually really help reduce the number of these scam calls you get. Apple's iOS 13, the newest operating system, also has a silence unknown caller setting, and it's unclear, though, if you're calling yourself, how the system will recognize that. But the Minnesota Attorney General's office also recommends that people report this activity to your phone company. If it's a cell phone company, report it to them, the Federal Trade Commission, the FCC, as well as your state's Public Utilities Commission. They really want everyone to help crack down on this, because this is almost impossible to catch these people. It's really
a word to the wise, yeah,
not good.
Is sufficient, and this is the radio medium is the best way for you to get your attention, and then you can look it up and take action. But don't. That's a very important story. Thank you, Victoria. The video game Death Stranding is out now. Oh, that's gonna be fabulous, with lots of celebrity cameos.
The Geek Out.
If you're a gamer or have one in your life, there's a big chance last week's release of the video game Death Stranding was on the radar. From the mind of the much-beloved game designer Hideo Nojima, Death Stranding looks very realistic and very weird. The main character is a performance capture of the actor Norman Reedus of Walking Dead fame, and if you've seen any sort of preview, yes, that is an infant encased in a jar strapped to his chest. Like I said, it's kind of weird. The game is exclusive to the PlayStation 4 and even features a cameo by Conan O'Brien. Death Stranding is on many gamers' holiday wish list and getting an odd mix of reviews, which we've shared on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, let's get to this is a rather important one for those
another
of you who travel. Yeah, right, exactly.
This is
if
the
you think
day.
The safe in the hotel is safe, you may not be as safe as you think you are. So what's
correct.
The safety story here?
We've
yes.
got, you know, the holiday travel season is about to kick off. So here's a little tip. If you use the hotel safe in your room, SafeLock is the most common brand. Yeah, it tells you to enter in your 4-digit code, and it looks like it works. However, if the hotel never reset the original code, that means anyone who works in the hotel can go into your room, and all they need to do is 999-999, and the safe opens immediately. So here's the tip. Before you put your valuables in the safe, try the 999-999 code. If it works, go down to concierge and have them reset the safe before you put your valuables in.
All right. Word, I just said, with both of these, it's a word to the wise that ought to be sufficient. Take the information just heard and run with it. Be careful. 59 after on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.